Bowman Penn and Tucker DeVries scored 16 points apiece. Drake picked up their 10th straight home win, defeating Illinois State 86-75. Penn was 8 of 10 shooting and added 6 assists. Kendall Lewis scored 20 points for the Redbirds. 10th-ranked Michigan State balled out a 71-69 victory over Minnesota on Jerry Hauser's basket with a tenth of a second remaining. Spartans freshman Max Christie had 16 points. Gabe Brown scored 13, and Tyson Walker added 10 points. Top 25 college men's basketball scoreboard last night. It was at number 8 Duke over Wake Forest, 76-64. Number 12 LSU knocked off Florida, 64-58. And number 14 Villanova got by number 17 Xavier, 64-60. Other men's college basketball scores, it was at Bradley over Evansville, 79-47. Maryland knocked off Northwestern, 94-87. And TCU slid by Kansas State, 62-57. Four games in top 25 college women's basketball is number 10 UConn rolling past Butler 92-47. Number 23 Oklahoma knocked off 14th ranked Baylor 83-77. 24th ranked South Florida defeated Tulane 75-62. And Kansas upended number 13 at Texas in overtime 72-66. An extra week of games, some close finishes, and a non-election year helped it propel the NFL to its highest regular season ratings in 6 years. The 272 regular season games averaged 17.1 million viewers across television and digital platforms. That is a 10% increase over last season and is the league's highest average since 2015. It was expected that the audience would increase after the 2020 season was played in the middle of a COVID-19 pandemic, with empty stadiums presenting a strange viewing dynamic and many people's viewing habits having changed. The first half of that season also occurred in the midst of a presidential campaign when many were watching cable news channels. Former Cubs and Red Sox pitcher John Lester has announced his retirement. The durable lefty, who won 3 World Series titles in 16 years, told ESPN it's kind of run its course. Lester finishes with a 200-117 record with a 3.66 ERA and 452 career games. 451 of those were starts. He was also a reliable postseason performer, compiling a 2.51 ERA in 26 appearances. Lester helped Boston win the championship in 2007 and 2013, and did the same for the Cubs in 2016. Twins are going to retire the number of former pitcher Jim Cott, who was recently elected to the Hall of Fame. Cott spent 13 seasons with the Twins and remained their all-time leader in wins with 178. NBA scoreboard from last night, it was Washington over Orlando, 112-106. Boston took care of Indiana, 119-100. Charlotte downed at Philadelphia, 109-98. Miami took care of Atlanta, 115-91. It was New York over Dallas, 108-85. Houston beat San Antonio, 128-124. It was Cleveland over Utah, 111-91. Sacramento down the Lakers, 125-116. And Brooklyn got by Chicago, 138-112. Local wrestling tonight, Carroll and Perry head to ADM, while Kemper, Coon Rapids, Baird, and Ogden go to West Central Valley. ESAC, GTRA, and Kingsley Pearson are at Alta Aurelia. In basketball action, the Kemper games down at Glenwood moved from Friday to tonight, 6 o'clock the start time. Other doubleheaders tonight, all starting at 6 o'clock, are ESAC at Cherokee, Coon Rapids Baird at Woodward Granger, and Arweva at Loma. St. Anthony Regional Hospital encourages local athletes to play it safe. Let the experts at St. Anthony Rehabilitation Services provide a free evaluation of sports injuries and offer advice on athletic training and injury prevention. Congratulations to this week's Student Athletes of the Week. From the Kemper Knights, Cal Waniger and Cora Thompson. And from the Carroll Tigers, Tanner Gatto and Cameron Schabel. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.